Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Six.
6:58 on 960 The Quake. We'll check national headlines from CNN at the top of the hour, and then keeping it real with Will and Willie from Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. It's Will Durst and Willie Brown and Paul Wells. Happy Monday, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Willie Brown. How are you?
We're great. What's happening on keeping it real with Will and Willie today?
President Bush, he's going to speak at 5. We all know that, about the thousands of troops on the border. And exactly what is his plan going to be when it comes to immigrants? We'll find
out. And citizenship, we'll find out today. Mm-hmm.
Big Ed Schultz joins us.
Yeah, and he's clearly going to be talking about what's happening at the national level involving those telephone companies that seem to be spreading your information around, John.
Yeah, it never stops, does it? Well, that and more coming up with Will and Willie right after the news. This is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio available 24/7 at quakeradio.com. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
Oh, yeah, boy, look at that water. Look at that water. Well, that's just raging, you know that?
Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney during a tour of the flooded town of Peabody. CNN's Dan Lothian is there and tells us the rain just keeps falling.
More rain is expected by the time this thing is all over. The weather forecasts are saying that we could have more than 15 inches falling in just over a two-day period. So that's a lot of rain, and that's why we're having so many problems here.
The governors of Massachusetts and New Hampshire have declared states of emergencies. Dozens of people have been evacuated from their homes because of flooding. The debate on immigration rages in Washington. Tonight, President Bush outlines his plan for sending National Guard troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. CNN's Dick Uliano reports live from Washington, where the Senate will resume its discussion of what to do about immigration.
Bill, the Senate is restarting its long-stalled immigration debate today, but much of the attention is focusing on the White House Oval Office, where President Bush is planning a primetime address to the nation on immigration. White House aides say the president will unveil plans for using several thousand National Guard troops along the U.S.-Mexican border. They say fewer than 10,000. The aides say the Guard troops would be under the direction of the states, but paid for by the federal government, which is responsible for border control. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
Many seniors like Mac McCammon say they're frustrated by the new Medicare prescription drug plan.
The options were so overwhelming that I didn't go into it very far before I just threw up my hands and said, forget it, I'll stay with what I have.
Today's the deadline to sign up for a plan without paying a penalty. Saddam Hussein refuses to enter a plea at his trial in Baghdad, so the judge does it for him. During a four-hour session this morning, Hussein insisted he's still president of Iraq. The trial resumes tomorrow. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Willie and Willie sent you.
The Quake. Time for traffic. In the Crom 4 Traffic Center, Crom 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report brought to us by Tokos. And here's what's happening. Vallejo, 80 westbound after American Canyon, multiple car crash. Looks like we have the left lane blocked. And there's some other vehicles in the center divide. Emergency crews are responding. San Rafael, 101 southbound. Right after Lucas Valley Road, crash involving a motorcycle was blocking the two left lanes. Looks like by now they moved everything over to the right shoulder. Big roll insulation sitting in the right lane right after the Caldecott. So look out for that when you're coming out of the bore. That's in the right lane of 24 eastbound. This minor delay to the Carquinez Bridge, then slow again from 4. That right lane is reopened for the morning commute. Thank goodness they have the mudslide repairs done early. The Pinole Valley on-ramp is now open as well. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and the back up to the 880 overcross. Togo's, new sensational salads. Try the new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or the Santa Fe chicken salad with roasted chicken, black bean, corn salsa, avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try a Togo's sensational salad today. It's 7:05, keeping it real with Will and Willie, now live at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Good morning, gentlemen. You're on.
Thank you, John. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we are live where you can drop by our lounge here at the Hotel Vitale. A lot of things going on today.
Great weekend.
You did have a great
although
weekend.
Although Barry did not do what I had hoped that he would do. This is the longest, I think, in probably his career that he's gone without hitting a home run. He's now batting 217, got two more walks yesterday, and the Giants had a good shot of winning, except it. Mr. Klein decided he couldn't throw and he couldn't catch.
He couldn't throw it to third base.
He couldn't cover. He threw it all the way into the left field, which obviously ended up with two or three people scoring. And so Durham's home run in the ninth didn't mean
anything.
Was moot. Yeah, it would have been a 3-3 tie with that home run. But that's what, you know. Now we're off to Houston. And there's precedent for this, you know. Barry hit
number 70 in Houston.
In Houston. That's where he hit number 70, when his little kid held up that sign.
Pitch to my daddy.
Pitch to my daddy. You remember that very well. So maybe Houston will be the place. I visited with Barry over the weekend in the clubhouse, in the locker room, on Friday night, celebrating Willie Mays' 75th birthday, Alou's 71st birthday, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot of attention for his 71st.
He wasn't even on the field for Willie's 75th.
Wow.
They had an incredible collection of players.
I listened to it on XM Radio. I heard it in Wisconsin as I was coming from O'Hare, driving to Milwaukee.
How about the number of Hall of Famers?
Oh, my God.
You had McCovey. You had Cepeda. You had Mays. You had Tom Seavers. You had Gaylord Perry. I mean, the field was loaded.
And then they had those
Orlando
three guys.
Cepeda.
Those three guys from the Birmingham.
One of them who
Barons?
Black Barons.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them who was a preacher, and he got up and spoke. That guy's got to be almost 90 years old, because Mays played with those guys when Mays was 15.
Oh, Mays was 15.
Yeah. Remember, he was just a kid. He was playing with those guys, and. And then he went on, of course. They all told him, they were the three guys who told him, you ought to be in the major leagues. And that's, you know, in part what he claims was the inspiration for his going.
Because that was
to the
47 when Robinson broke the barrier.
When Robinson did his number. And then they had Lon Simmons, who called so many of the games in which Mays had pitched. It was interesting, Johnny Miller. Interestingly enough, the current announcer simply said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mays' celebration wouldn't be without his own announcer, and I give you Lon Simmons." And Lon Simmons stepped up and took the number from that point on.
And also, Judd Miller, as he was outroing Tom Seaver, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Palmer."
Yes.
For no apparent reason.
Jim Palmer?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, no, what you
It
missed,
was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah, what you missed was they had a reception before for all of us in the room. And believe me, Johnny Miller can clearly mimic almost anybody.
Any announcer, yeah.
He did them all. They would yell out. They'd give him his name. Vin Scully. They'd give him another name. And he would do it. And it was incredible, the performance he put on. And then he started misidentifying players in the locker room.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So that was a continuation of
exactly
an inside joke.
That's what it was.
Uh-huh. I was curious what that was.
And it was just an incredible celebration for Willie. The fans were great. There were only maybe four of us out there who are not ball players. In the 24, there are 24 people representing Mays as number 24. And there were 24 people that I guess Mays or somebody chose. I don't know how I got chosen.
Did you get to speak?
No.
They didn't ask you to speak? Only three people.
No, oh, only yeah? Three people spoke. But I was one of the 24. And I'm seated next to the mayor, Mr. Newsom, who's one of the 24. Now, I understand he's the mayor.
Yeah.
But I asked Willie afterwards, like, "Well, what am I doing out here?" He said, "Are you kidding me? You are my friend. I wanted you here out of friendship." And then Reggie Jackson put his hand on Maze's cake and then put his hand on the back of my jacket.
No. No.
Reggie says he's coming on the show, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know he had done that until Mays told me.
Oh, my God. Didn't Mays cut the cake with his hand?
Yeah, he did it. They didn't have a knife. So he whacked the cake. And then Reggie grabbed the first piece.
Uh-huh.
So it was a nice evening, a nice celebration for Willie Mays. He gave a great line, though, when he said to Barry Bonds, "Barry, would you hurry up and hit the ball? I'm tired of coming
to games. Yeah.
And if you can't, maybe I'll do it for you."
Yeah, let me bat for you.
And then he closed by saying, "Barry, play baseball for as long as you possibly can. Keep your head up and play baseball. That's what you're supposed to do." Accompanied him out there. He said, "I want to be escorted onto the field by Barry Bonds. All the rest of you go on." All the rest of us went out and took our seats, and then Barry escorted Willie.
That's great.
Dramatic. Really dramatic.
Before we move on here, there is one thing I'm curious about, because before we went on the air, and I want to share with the Quake listeners here on 960 AM The Quake, that you talked to Barry in the locker room.
Yeah,
what did he
yeah.
have to say to you?
Yeah, I went in to visit with Barry. I saw Harvey, his trainer. God, I think I mentioned to you guys that they used to try to get me to work out with them, go jogging with them over the years, and, of course, I never did. But I saw Harvey. Harvey said, "Barry's looking for you. Come
can't
on.
Imagine you
Let's
jogging.
Let's go in the locker room,
I'm
sir.
Sorry. I can't imagine you jogging.
Did you hear me? I said I did.
Yeah. I just can't imagine a three-piece jogging suit.
I have jogging clothes. Your information will dust.
I'm sure you do.
I don't need to take this abuse so early on.
Yeah, I'm sure there's Zanias or some Brioni jogging. So.
At any rate, I go into the locker room and I go over and I visit with Barry and just chatted with him. And he mentioned that he heard that we'd been talking about him on the show and he was very pleased. And one of these days, maybe he could come on the show. And I, of course, extended an invitation to him, said, "Make sure you do. Anytime you wish, come on." And we chatted about old times. We chatted about a number of the good things. We talked about when they won the championship and I gave them the jacket. Every player and every member of the executive staff got a jacket from the city. We had the California Bear make the championship jackets. And not exactly up there with the ring, but it was close.
Well,
we talked about that. He looked good, though, let me tell you. He looked relaxed. He looked easy. But you can tell the pressure, tremendous amount of pressure. Mm-hmm. And when Willie says, go ahead and hit it, that just adds more pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he'll get to do it when he comes back to Oakland because he gets to be the designated hitter since they'll be playing the A's and they'll be in an American League field, so they get to have a designated hitter.
Well, I think he'd better start hitting soon, though, because otherwise, don't you get benched when you go 0 for 80? Or some other number?
You do, unless your last name is Bonds.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. 1 for 19 on the home stand.
He's hitting 217.
I know, but he still got walked twice yesterday.
Got walked twice yesterday. He's had one hit in the last, what, seven games?
Mm-hmm.
One hit.
A friend of mine sent me a note. Her name is Janice Huff, and she's a comedy writer, very funny. She says, let me get this straight. The two reporters knew that the leaked grand jury testimony was illegal to own or possess. It was illegal to leak it. But they used it to further their career. How is that morally different than what they accuse Bonds of doing?
They are the press, Will. They are protected by the First Amendment. They have been anointed. The minute you become journalists, as you and I are trying to become journalists, we get anointed.
So-called journalists.
We become immune from the normal rules that affects other human beings, or at least that's the way they interpret it. So her observations are literally a good one, a very good one.
I mean, they were doing the same thing that they accused Bonds of doing. So shouldn't somebody write a book about them?
Or shouldn't somebody investigate them?
Yeah.
I think the U.S. Attorney is currently investigating.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of investigations going on right now.
Tons of investigations.
And now
every time you look around, somebody else is going to investigate it.
There's actually a rumor going around.
Truthout.org or .com.
I called him up and said, would you please start investigating me?
We need the publicity.
Thank you. We can use it.
Yeah.
Say we're taking payola.
There's a rumor going around that Karl Rove has told the White House he's going to be indicted by Fitzgerald.
In the Valerie Plame leak, Libby leak case.
How about this?
Hasn't made any news because he supposedly just told the White House in confidence.
Did you read where, in fact, they have the notes from the vice president?
Yes.
Who actually?
Patrick Fitzgerald entered it into
the record.
Into evidence, yeah.
And it's clear that it was several days before. It was several days after.
It was Joseph Wilson's op-ed piece in the New York Times.
Followed by 6 days.
With Dick Cheney's, supposedly, allegedly, because you're a lawyer, allegedly Dick Cheney's handwritten notes on the New York Times op-ed piece.
You know what I don't understand? These guys really have very poor lawyers. Where in the name of heavens do you keep all these notes? Every time you look around, these guys are all being indicted from their notes and
or
from
tapes.
Their emails.
They're always taping something.
And none of them, except for Bill and Hillary, nobody's ever had a blockbuster of a book that's come out of that. And I don't think either one of those were from tapes. I think all that stuff was made up.
No, they couldn't remember anything. That was funny. The two memoirs, they got $20 million for the memoirs.
And before the grand jury.
Yeah, they couldn't remember anything.
They had no memory.
I want that book, too.
Well, it's an interesting weekend. Mr. Bush has been leaking all over the place that he's going to make this big speech at 5 o'clock tonight in which he is going to talk about using the patrol people,
National Guard,
to be the patrol people on the border. And Vicente Fox reacting almost violently to that. And then there was an interesting little story that I'm not sure anybody has really picked it up anywhere except maybe the New York Times. And that is that discovery in China, that scientist about this computer chip that he had in fact produced and from research and what have you, it turns out totally a fraud and a phony.
Another one?
Yeah, he bought the chip. He bought the chip and announced he found it, and it was his, etc. They celebrated him, they honored him, and then all of a sudden he's being dishonored, and he's accused of fraud.
Oh, my God.
So 37 years old,
he bought
PhD.
It on the streets of Hong Kong? Along with a pirated tape of King Kong?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a great line, Will. Yeah. He got it as a gift with the purchase.
Well, another thing we'll be talking about this morning is the USA Today's report last week, and it continues on the data mining and their USA Today Gallup poll results front page today. 51% oppose the database, 43% don't think it's that
big
a deal.
It all depends on how you ask the question.
So in our next segment, we're going to have a bit of a civics lesson. I think we all need to know a little bit more of the Constitution. We're going to have some fun with Kathy Travis, who's written The Constitution Translated for Kids.
That should be an interesting.
See how she translates the Fourth
Maybe
Amendment.
Maybe for the first time I'll understand it.
That's the idea. 718, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Rubber Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Thursday, May 18th, is Bike to Work Day. Mayor Gavin Newsom shares a few helpful hints to help you get the most out of it.
You got a tandem bike and no one to ride with? Well, contact your neighborhood bike shop about a rideshare program. For more information about Bike to Work Day, go to quakeradio.com.
Good morning, 722 on this Monday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst back from Milwaukee. Got to do a little visit, and you brought a cold back with you.
I took my cold down there. I felt so bad for the people on the plane with me. It was hacking and sneezing. I think I caught it Friday here on the show.
Coughing. All those people.
I know.
We were packed on Friday. I've not seen that many people since January, since the coldness drove people in here.
Yeah, when people would walk across the street and they go, it looks warm and inviting in there. I think I'll go in.
Absolutely. And now with the sunshine, 85 degrees yesterday, guys. 85 degrees. I was walking around downtown. I was at in Union Square. Ate lunch at the Daily Planet. Went cable car riding with some others.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's supposed to be nice all week long. Maybe a little rain on Friday. That's your eyewitness weather for today.
And we have our guest, the first guest of the week, Kathy Travis. And the book is Constitution Translated for Kids. And you're in our nation's capital, aren't you, Kathy?
I am. And you guys are on the other coast over there.
Yes, we are. We're on the left coast. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Travis.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Now, we have this idea that more people know who the Simpsons are than know the Constitution or the way
it
works.
Isn't that
frightening? Know about the First Amendment. How does this break down?
The McCormick Foundation, the McCormick Tribune Foundation, they are a foundation out of the Chicago Trib paper. They did a survey to see how many people knew their rights under the First Amendment, and they asked the people that were asking, they were polling, how many of them also knew the characters on The Simpsons, and to offer up what people thought their some of their rights were. Well, it turns out in the end there's five rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. They could name only one person in their entire sample of over 1,000 people could name all five. So which was bad enough. But then they also thought when they were asked what kind of rights they thought they had, they thought they had a right to own a pet. And they thought they had a right to own a car. Some silly things, you know. No. And the other side of it was since they didn't only know The Simpsons better, they also knew several commercials better than they knew other elements of the Constitution.
I used to do that too in my act. I'm a comedian in the real world, and I would go on stage and ask the people who the Speaker of the House was. Nobody knew. Then I would ask who was the boyfriend of Oprah Winfrey? Everybody knew who was Stedman. So they knew Stedman, but they didn't know who the Speaker of the House was.
Kathy Travis has written this book, Constitution Translated for Kids. And for the benefit of the whole class here on 960 AM The Quake, why don't you review what those five freedoms that are guaranteed by the First Amendment are?
Let's do that. It's speech. It's press. It's religion. It's the freedom to gather, and it's the right to be able to tell government to do something else.
The redress for grievances. Yeah, that's
one of those.
That's a bitch.
One of the way they've written it that makes it hard to understand. What's a redress? A grievance? What was that again?
Yeah, redress my grievance.
Which was part of the whole reason for writing the book the way that I did. The language in the original document is some of the most wonderful, wonderful prose, but it is too hard to understand. I mean, the founders were brilliant when they made up this form of government. They were really brilliant about it. And they also said it kind of funny. So my point to do this and do it line by line, section by section, was to make sure that people just knew what the word said.
Well, what do you want from a bunch of guys who wore wigs and had silk stockings?
Did you send the president
for the course, huh?
Did you send the president a copy? And if you haven't yet,
no, I have not yet, but
I'll sponsor.
He'll pay the postage.
Yes.
I'm close enough to walk it over. That's a good idea.
Now, if he had been reading that book on 9/11, things might be different.
That's true. You think he would have been holding it upside down?
Oh, you guys are so nasty to my fellow Texan. I mean, Jesus. My guess is that he would have been able to name at least two federal judges versus those who could name two judges on American Idol, but no two judges out of the federal courts.
Isn't that a frightening thing? There's more people that vote in American Idol than vote in U.S. elections. And
well, you got to admit the choices are better.
Choices are better, probably.
They can sing better, for
really
one thing.
Important to all of us.
But it must have been. How long did it take you to do this book?
You know, it didn't take very long. It took me probably, including all the research and the background and the actual writing and editing, probably 4 to 5 months. So that's not.
You're kidding.
And that's with a full-time job.
Wow.
So it really wasn't difficult. And I tell you why it wasn't terribly difficult. I kind of do this every day in my life for the congressman that I work for. I talk to nice people like you and your audience.
Who do you work for?
I work for a congressman named Solomon P. Ortiz from South Texas. He's a conservative Democrat and a really nice guy.
Is he going to win re-election?
I certainly hope so. I'm going to be advocating that, and I'll be down there working in his election.
Where about in Texas? I'm from Texas. I'm from a little town called Mineola.
We're in South Texas, at the tip of Texas, with Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico. So we basically represent down from...
By Corpus Christi.
Exactly, Corpus Christi down to Brownsville.
Do you have any perspective on this announcement the president's going to make tonight about border guards turned out to be National Guards people?
I have a tremendous thinking about that. My boss is also, in addition to being just a great guy and a senior member of Congress, he's also a senior Hispanic on the Armed Services Committee and what we call here the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Readiness Committee. So it's a pretty important position to have in this particular debate. Plus, he's been a cop down in South Texas, and he's been in the Army, so he's got a pretty clear understanding of how everything breaks down on all that. He's been talking since the summer of 2003 or four, let's say four, about the very big dangers of not putting the resources on the border that you need to stop people from coming in illegally. And ever since then, he's been trying to guilt his colleagues here into paying for the promises that they've made. And that's not been the case yet. We say that in a 9/11 law, we're going to put this many Border Patrol agents out there, and we're going to have this many detention beds to hold them. And in the end, they don't pay for those things. So you're like, so that's a big fat, you know, promise you didn't keep right there. Anyway, we got some pretty strong thinking about that.
Oh, so we'll be watching. Any chance that when this is finally done, i.e., when the proposal has been presented and vetted out, anyway, possibly you could get him to take a call from us?
Because we
are in a neighborhood and in an area where the issue on immigration is foremost on the plate from a priority standpoint. And for such a specialist on the thinking side in this, plus a man who obviously comes from a border spot, it would be interesting to get his perspective.
We'll do that. You guys let me know when you want to talk to him, and I'll set it up.
Yeah, we will set it up for either tomorrow or Wednesday. But absolutely, let's have the congressman on. And Kathy Travis, tell us where you can get the book that you've written, the Constitution Translated for Kids, and please give one to our president.
I'll do it. You can get it. You can get it cheapest probably on Amazon.com. But if you got a local bookstore and they don't have it, ask them to order it. They can get it from any of their usual suppliers.
Now, is it just for kids, or can adults get something out of this, too?
Well, I hate calling it there. I hate saying there's an adult version. It sounds, you know, pornographic, but the book was written for the kid and all of us. This is something that adults can buy for, you know, ostensibly for their niece or their nephew and, you know, do a little reading ahead of time.
Well, I'm a lawyer, and I got a pretty good grade in con law, but I'm going to go grab your book. As a refresher.
And let me know what you think.
I will.
And thank you, Kathy Travis, for joining us on 960 The Quake here in San Francisco from Washington, D.C., and we'll be in touch.
Thanks. I enjoyed Quaking with y'all.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.
We are also going to review the amendment, the First Amendment's freedom of religion, because one of our guests this morning will be John Meacham, and he's the managing editor of Newsweek.
He was on Meet the Press yesterday as one of the panelists in the dialogue with Newt Gingrich.
I thought Gingrich was great.
I thought Gingrich...
I was very surprised.
How about how...
He's making sense. Gingrich is making sense.
How about how respectful he made Mr. Russert be?
Yeah.
He didn't do Pelosi.
Well, John Meacham's written a new book called American Gospel about the Founding Fathers and the idea of separation of church and state. Remember that? We'll be talking about that and other things as we go through this Monday morning. And now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thanks. 7:31. Traffic brought to you by Sleep Train this time. Vallejo. There's a crash after American Canyon, it looks like, on 80 westbound. Stop and go from Jameson Canyon Road up to it. Multiple cars involved. Looks like left lane, center divide is at least occupied at the moment. Muni bus out of gas in the right lane. We don't know the direction. It's just in from CHP, but it's right before Lombard, 101. Fremont. Wood debris in the carpool lane of 880 northbound before Mowering. And San Rafael, good news, just cleared an accident involving a motorcycle. That's southbound 101 right after Lucas Valley Road. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza back up to the 880 overcross. And BART running all trains on time. May is Better Sleep Month, so let Sleep Train help you get the restful night's sleep you deserve. The first step to a better night's sleep is finding the mattress that offers you the right comfort and support. Sleep Train, best selection, best service, best price. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake, 732. President Bush addresses the nation about immigration, 5 o'clock this afternoon. We will have that speech for you live. And then The Quake's Andy Jordan will have Matt Gonzalez and other special guests on to break down the speech afterwards. Again, 5 o'clock this afternoon on 960 The Quake. Tonight is the deadline for seniors to sign up for the government's prescription drug plan. And today there's a demonstration in San Francisco to demand that Congress reconsider the deadline. This has turned out to be typical bureaucracy. The plans are confusing. Some are saying plans have been assigned to them without their consent, and many folks who complain they just don't know what to do. This will happen at the Federal Building in San Francisco at noon today. Starting today, you can win prizes for making all of our commutes a little easier if you sign up for Fast Track. Each day from now through the end of the month, one of us will win $100 in prepaid tolls just for signing up, and one lucky new signee will receive $1,000 worth of toll credits. Get more information at 511.org. A Pleasant Hill woman got a big Mom's Day gift yesterday. She gave birth to quadruplets. We understand that Alyssa, Zachary, Caitlin, and Kaylee Allen are doing all right. They were born yesterday morning shortly before 7 at Kaiser in Walnut Creek. The healthy babies were born 2 months early. Quake weather today. A hot one inland. Maybe even a beach day on the coast. 70 in places like Half Moon Bay and Pacifica. 82 in San Francisco for high today. And Walnut Creek in Concord, 94. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Support of Progressive Talk matters. Thanks from 960 The Quake.
Live from the corner of Mission and the Embarcadero here in the city of San Francisco. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 738. Good morning on this Monday, and it's already the 15th of May. How did that happen? It's just
the eyes of May.
Rolling right by. We would love to have your phone calls in this segment, see what news over the weekend might have gotten stuck in your head, and you'd like to share it at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. And also you can join us by going to quakeradio.com, the contact us button, click email Will and Willie, and get in the conversation that way. One of the things that were in the weekend's news on Saturday, a lot of things hit the paper that kind of get buried, pushed aside. The end of the road for the hulking Hummer H1. Price tag, $140,000. Weight, 5 tons. Mileage, less than 10 miles a gallon, and they've sold less than 100 since the beginning of the year. In fact, the entire Hummer line is being outsold by the Toyota Prius at this point. So there is a shift going on.
Well, yeah, with gas at $3 a gallon, you're getting 10 miles to the gallon. Hello?
Also, they
and that's highway.
They're proven not to be very effective in Iraq.
So, the Hummers?
Yeah. So that's what they were. That was a fascination with them. They were urban assault vehicles, and people were identifying with that nonsense then. All of a sudden, they're no longer identifying with that nonsense. And in many cases, you have to be of a certain size to be able to drive that thing.
Oh, no kidding.
It's so huge. It is so huge.
High mobility something.
And the 30-somethings didn't Hummer take to it at all. And that's your group that, you know, that you really after for trendy marketing activities involving automobiles, that 30-something group didn't go for it. And as a result, you got a new Edsel on your hand.
I mean, well, the Hummer 1, and then there's the Hummer 2, which was kind of a 7A scale version.
And then the Hummer 3.
And then the Hummer 3, which is like Chevy Yukon, which is kind of a normal SUV.
And the Hummer 4 will be a Toyota Prius.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be a hybrid. The Hummer 4 will be a hybrid. You know there's a Camry hybrid now?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Toyota's got a Camry hybrid.
Well, you know, I think there's already a hybrid in a Hummer, isn't there? Doesn't the governor go around saying that he's in a Hummer, but it's an alternative fuel vehicle?
Really?
I think it's got a sign on the
biodiesel side of it. One is owned by Neil Young. You know, everybody is seeing Neil Young's name in the news right now for the fact that he has the song Impeach the President on the Living with War album that he just came out with. But he also, since before this, was heavy into environmentalism, did the whole Greendale album that had a very environment theme. And he drives a Hummer, and we were recording some voiceovers for a video that he had. And I looked out at the Hummer, and I went, I kind of froze.
Neil Young,
to say.
Hummer,
he's, and,
hello?
And then I saw the sides, it says, powered by biodiesel fuel, which is made out of corn and vegetable oil and such.
That may be the same configuration of an automobile that the governor has. I don't know for sure, but I do know that it is not a regular fuel vehicle. It is some form of an environmentally sensitive vehicle, period. Although What would you do with it? Where would you park it in your garage? Do you have a garage that can handle a Hummer?
In our little Turtle Hill, there's a guy who has a Hummer up there. I think it's an H2. And he parks it because most people, you know, you got the 6 foot by 12 foot or 14 foot front lawn is where I live. That's what our front lawn is. So most people have paved over their front lawn. Not us. We've given ours over to moles. But he parks his on his front lawn, which is now paved.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the city.
I don't think they fit in normal garages, do they?
No, they could not fit. Wouldn't be.
Where do you park it in the city? That's what I want. You live in a city. You live in San Francisco. What are you, an idiot? What are you driving these giant things for?
Same place you park trailer trucks, 16 wheelers. You know, it's amazing how you go out in the Hunters Point area.
On the side of the park.
That's right. And that area leading into the shipyard.
Yeah.
You'll see one truck after another parked one behind the other. It's like a truck parking lot out there. Used to be the same way on Fulton Street near Golden Gate Park.
Fulton and Lincoln.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No, there was some sort of crackdown.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
But you know, there's no place
And the Sunset.
Trucks.
You know, the Sunset, the avenue, the Sunset Avenue, which is like 35th Avenue or something?
Yes. They had them along that, on those frontage roads.
Right, right. And also they would always sell cars.
Sell cars?
Yeah, they'd put cars out there, and they'd put a for sale sign in the car so that when people on their commute would pass these cars for sale. They do that out off the Presidio.
I take it that these people don't know about eBay.
Well,
they don't know about Auto.com. Yeah. They don't know about, I mean, you can, you know, people are actually buying cars online now. You look, you
Ever since Katrina, man, that's why I get a new car last year. Because ever since Katrina, I've been so afraid that people are going to take the cars that they got their insurance money for and sell them, dry them out, and sell them as new or used or something. There's been a lot of that, you know.
Isn't there a health smell issue?
Well, yeah.
Connected with that?
I mean, you talk to everybody who came back from New Orleans. We all have post-K coughs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in New Orleans has a post-K. Tony still has his. Debbie still has hers. Mary Jo Pritchard still has. Jake Johansson still has. We all have post-K coughs.
Let me ask you, it's not contagious, is it?
No, you know what I think it was? I think it was mold. I think there was mold in the air or everywhere we went.
Spores. Mold.
Spores, that's right.
It goes into spores, and spores fly around in the air, and then they find some place to attach.
It's probably psychosomatic. You know, it's probably psychosomatic that one person had it. But then I caught this full-blown cold, so I can't really
tell you. Did you see the little blurb in the newspaper that really should be highlighted where they were complaining about people flushing Prozac and
Yeah, what was that
stuff?
About?
Well, you flush it down the drain.
And the fish get lazy? What? I don't understand.
No, well, but you may ingest it because the fish take it in as part of their deal when they're doing the water and whatever food they get out there, and it comes back in a different form.
So we're talking about secondhand Prozac?
All of those drugs, not just Prozac. Everybody flushes whatever is no longer usable.
Dead pills, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And so we need to
Because they
start
dissolve in the water.
We need to start a campaign urging people
to send us their drugs?
and we won't flush them. Is that the idea? That's keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Send us your drugs.
I can
That's
see
what
it
we're
now.
Saying this morning.
Three used drug dealers.
I'm going to recuse myself from this conversation. Here's another thing that happened over the weekend that we haven't covered
yet. Send us your drugs.
John McCain called Jerry Falwell a while back an agent of intolerance, an evil influence on the Republican Party. Now, this weekend, he was there at Liberty University giving a speech.
A commencement address.
Yes.
Did you see how many of the politicians around the country gave commencement addresses over the weekend? I've never seen this many. It was a thing that I did at one time, and I think I got like 16 to 17 honorary degrees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as a result of doing these. But now all the politicians jump at the chance, and the ones who signed up for the University of California couldn't cross the picket lines. So every one of them had to bail out, no commencement address at most of the University of California facilities because the politicians wouldn't cross the picket lines.
And they get all politicians.
Yeah, and the picket lines are put up by AFSCME, one of the labor organizations, in a fight with the university over certain wages. And members of the legislature tried to negotiate a deal and said, hey, we'll put the money in the budget. They said, you did that last year, and Arnold took it out. So you don't get to go make a speech this time. If the university will guarantee us whether Arnold takes it out or not, they will provide the money for the deal, for the raises, then you can go make your speech. But right up to the last minute.
Are these for people who take care of the buildings, or are these for teachers?
No, these are for ordinary workers, not the pros, not the professors, not anybody in the, I guess you'd call them classified category.
Right.
Credential versus classified. Well, so suddenly you had no one speaking. And then you see what Clinton and
George H.W.
Down at Tulane.
Yeah.
The two of them. And they each got honorary law degrees. I wonder if Clinton's law degree is active now.
Actually, about a month ago I read that it had
he's been reinstated?
Suspension has been rescinded. The time of his suspension ran out. So he can now practice law again, which he never did.
And then you notice Hillary over the weekend.
He taught law, right? He taught constitutional law.
Yeah, but Hillary got in a little trouble.
With her daughter.
And people like her daughter.
Yes.
Young people who are working. Because she said something about...
They don't understand work is a four-letter word.
Well, Durst is a five-letter word, and so is Burst, and that's coming up in our next segment.
We're there already?
Yes, we are. It's 7:48.
We're having too much fun.
And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
There's
on
so many more subject
the Quake. Yes, and we've
I want to go back to what fish
to
are drinking.
Well, they're not drinking your cappuccino right now, Mr. Mayor. You are, so that's
one
a good
fish
thing.
Is this one.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
The King said.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
The following is a special presentation of Night.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. And at 7:53,
oh,
Will,
it's
your turn.
Mm-hmm. Why, thank you, Paul. Well, there's been talk that it's these darn talk radio show hosts which are responsible for the polarization of politics in this country, which is patently ridiculous. We all know it's those damn feminazis and lazy immigrants who are to blame. Think about it. If it weren't for their outrageous socialistic demands for so-called equal rights, we messengers of the airwaves could concentrate on targeting the number one threat to democracy as we know it, fluoride. This country's loyal talk show hosts are simply focusing national dissatisfaction on the two true betrayers of the American way. Those who would provide the opportunity to succeed to everybody. Even, obviously, unworthy infidels who worship weird pagan gods. Well, we all know that the only people who should be given opportunity are the ones who already have it. If they love America so much, how come they weren't already here? Heroes like Rush Limbaugh and G. Gordon and Michael Wiener should be given medals of freedom, not subject to attacks from fellow travelers like Hillary Clinton. But until the reins of power are transferred from our supposedly elected leaders to the brave AM freedom fighters responsible to both corporate sponsors and objective radio programmers, this country is doomed to wallow in the swamps of pseudo-justice. As my daddy used to say, you can make preserves out of strawberries, but you can't make whiskey out of cabbage. And that's your burst of Durst for today. What? It made me laugh.
Burst of Durst.
You can't make whiskey out of cabbage.
Yes. I think your dad was wrong. We tried it. You put a little wood alcohol on top of it and let it ferment for a while.
Man, you put a little wood alcohol on anything.
On old shoes.
A little tongue-in-cheek from Will about conservative right-wing talk show hosts. I heard one the other day who has a four-letter word as a name. That he was saying that he doesn't get it. He doesn't get why we should be upset about what's going on with the data mining.
There was an interesting show on CNN on Friday night, and they had an hour of Randy Rhodes and Big Ed Schultz on the left, and on the right they had Dennis Prager and this kid. And I don't know the kid's name. It was Ben Fredrickson or something like that. He was like 22. He was the youngest talk show host. That was it. So for an hour, they were fighting. And it was interesting to see Randy Rhodes, who does not give any quarter whatsoever, using typical right-wing talk show host tactics by overpowering people and being louder and just using volume. It was just very interesting. Prager asked Randy Rhodes one question. He said, "Do you think that the people over there are evil?" And that was he was talking about Iraq. And he was talking about, if you don't accept that they're evil.
They're evildoers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was his major point that he was making. This is the right-wing point, that you have to believe they're evil. And, you know, I think there's evil people, but you got to find out which ones.
But keep in mind, it's the same theory that those who do suicide bombing view people like us.
Yes.
They say we are evil, and therefore there isn't any reason to have any dialogue with us. We just must be destroyed. And Dennis Prager, that, in my opinion, Will, would not have been a fair fight. Prager, I don't know who this 22-year-old kid is, but with Ed Schultz and Randy against those two, not even fair.
No, it wasn't.
That's 2-0.
It was exciting to see lefties like us, you know, actually use the same tactics, you know, the same, I don't mean bullying tactics, but they were aggressive, and you hardly ever see that. I mean, normally we're used to Bill Press, and the only guy who can come even close is Carville.
Yeah. He's good, though.
Yeah.
He's good. He makes the case. But, you know, Bill Clinton could have been the best talk show host in the country. He is so incredibly
He's been
bright.
Offered it twice.
He's so clever.
Twice, yeah.
That's because he doesn't want to work. This is
there you
real
go.
Work.
This is real
this
work.
Is real work.
And in the next hour,
now
we'll,
when you have such a lovely
for him,
nice
work, is, talk. Work is a four-letter word.
We'll talk to lawyer-turned-blogger Frank Caruso. He has CaliforniaProgressReport.com. John Meacham, author, and more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
2006 is the year of The Quake, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Dave Kirshner. The United States will establish full diplomatic relations with Libya and remove that nation from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. CNN's Dick Uliano is live with us now in Washington covering this breaking story.
Dave, sources say Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is set to announce momentarily that the United States and Libya are mending their two-decade-old broken relationship. Relations between the United States and Libya have improved since Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi agreed to give up his weapons program 3 years ago. Libya is also said to have ended its support for terrorism. Libya was held responsible for the 1988 Pan Am 103 bombing that killed 270 people, most of them Americans. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
President Bush is set to reveal his plan to control illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexican border. He'll tell the nation tonight that less than 10,000 National Guard troops will be deployed to the border. The deadline for seniors to get the lowest premiums for Medicare Part D is here. CNN's Ed McCarthy's at CNN Center. He reports live now that many are still not in the program.
Well, Dave, Vivian Sims is now in the program, but says she's not been happy, especially when traveling to her pharmacy for certain medication and was told she couldn't get the less expensive generic drug.
I said, well, any one of them would be all right. Well, we don't have any of them. So you'll have to buy it at our price, Zocor, at our price.
The Bush administration says 37 million Americans now have prescription drug coverage, but 6 million are still without it. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
The trial of Saddam Hussein resumed today, the judge reading formal charges against him. Two American soldiers died today when their helicopter was shot down in combat in Iraq, and four teachers have been pulled from their minivan and shot to death. the most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with the specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning. This report brought to us by Table 46. The approaches to the Bay Bridge Maze are okay. No major stalls or accidents reported. Been a little tough once you get over the Carquinez this morning. A little bit bunched up. There was an earlier problem. But the good news is the Pinole Valley on-ramp westbound 80 has been fixed ahead of schedule, and that other lane is open. So all of those little problems we've had through that area are going to happen, hopefully, this morning. Peninsula looks okay at the moment as well. If you're single and just too busy, call Table for Six Total Adventures, the dating experts, for personalized one-on-one matchmaking that's led to over 900 marriages. Want to be next? Contact Table for Six at tableforsix.com. I'm John Scott, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. Paul Wells here, and we are live from the Hotel Vitale, where we have a nice studio audience that gathers here. You can come by any day, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10, have some coffee, get on the line on the wireless, and we have a Mother's Day person, and she was staying at the hotel, and her son treated her to being here at the Hotel Vitale and staying to see the show, which is a special package for Quake listeners, too. There's a special
especially on a Monday. I think they get free valet parking or half off or something.
Something like that. There is a good deal for Quake listeners. By the way, if you're planning to go for that nice long run along the bay and then make a break through San Francisco with a few thousand costume friends this coming Sunday,
Bay to Breakers?
Yes. If you want to do it in a Quake t-shirt, come by here, the Hotel Vitale, on Friday from 7 to 10, this Friday 7 to 10, and we'll give you a Quake t-shirt just for coming by for the race, and you can go to quakeradio.com for details. We have a guest joining us right now.
Oh, hold on just a second. And I suspect if you really want to do it right, you'd come into San Francisco maybe on Friday, spend Friday and Saturday here at the hotel, and then on Sunday morning, you just walk right outside of the hotel. Two blocks away is where Beta Breakers start.
Right.
And you can return to Hotel Vitale, and I'm sure that the accommodations here would be superb for a true runner. My guess is that those who win will probably stay here at this hotel.
Now,
that means the little Ethiopians will be
one of the Progressive Coalition's favorite websites. New Progressive Coalition is one run by our guest right now, the founder. He's a lawyer turned blogger, Frank Russo, CaliforniaProgressReport.com, a daily briefing for politics, policy, and progressive action. Welcome to the Quake.
Thanks.
And in the interest of full disclosure, and I'm always into that, Frank is another one of the associates of mine from so many years ago. Frank was my lawyer for a while in the Capitol, and I was obviously not a good paying client.
Well, I hope we won't have to assert the attorney-client privilege like they're doing back east.
Yeah, he was. Frank was legal counsel to the Speaker of the Assembly, which, of course, was Willie Brown. And this was not a factor in your coming here today.
The Speaker in the Assembly. Yes. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter who the Speaker was. You were the lawyer to the Speaker.
No. There was only one Speaker, Will.
In the time
let's
that
get
he
it
was
straight.
The lawyer.
From
I know,
1980
I know,
I'm just, to 1995.
I know.
Yeah.
There
but
was only
he was
one
the lawyer to the Speaker.
Speaker.
Didn't matter who the Speaker would have been.
I am the Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth, and the Henry Aaron of speakerships.
What about Jesse Unruh?
Jesse Unruh was a seventh-year man.
Is that all he had?
That's all. He and Leo McCarthy are the two guys who are like in second place.
And there would
and I double each one of them. As a matter of fact,
another one.
My single time period spent, cumulative, for them, they don't reach my numbers.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine?
You add theirs together?
Absolutely. And I'd still be Speaker.
I know.
Without term limits.
And you'd have never been mayor, so I'm glad for term limits.
Well, I am now.
Can you imagine what would happen to this city if you hadn't been
mayor? Back up for a second. I still don't think the good idea for term limits. But I got to tell you, though, a career topper was being mayor of San Francisco. There is nothing like being the king.
I still think governor of California would still be better.
Well, then you got to go to Porterville.
Now, let's get back to our guest, Mr. Mayor.
To Larry.
Frank Russo from California Progress. How did you get involved in your blog site?
Well, I was looking around for a message from the state Democratic Party, and most people think as somebody that works in Sacramento as an assemblyman, as somebody working on the line. And I discovered that there really wasn't anything from the progressive side that was talking about what's happening up there. You know, we're an eighth of the nation. We're larger than most countries. I think larger than France if they have a bad year with their wine crop or something. And I thought we really needed to be talking about what happens up there. There's a lot of serious stuff.
Give us an example, Frank, of what happens when one goes to your website, and you might tell us where that website is. And what do you? What will one find there on a daily basis?
It changes every day. That's the first thing.
California Progress Report.
www.californiaprogressreport, all spelled out. And people can reach me at fdr@californiaprogressreport.com. But what you'll see are a series of articles that many times don't appear in the press because the news hole for the traditional press is smaller and smaller. And you'll see things such as the high school exit exam. There's a letter from a lawyer who has followed the case in Oakland that just resulted in the ruling by Judge Friedman. And he goes into some detail as to why the judge's ruling is correct. Now, most of the media in this state, most of the editorials seem to be against the judge's ruling. They condemned it even before the judge had made his ruling final.
Before they read it.
And I don't find many progressive or liberal columnists in this state anymore. There's
well,
a
how
few.
About you talk about the columnists condemning it. How about the politicians? I was at that debate, and both Angelitas and Phil, Angelitas and Steve Wesley said.
So he can write his true opinions.
He wasn't fired for everybody. He was retired, not fired.
Right.
Go ahead.
By
the way, Will, he smokes.
We also, I get up every morning at 4 in the morning and read about 15 newspapers, digest the articles and the opinions from them. I kind of get to know what's out there, and there's very little that is in coverage of California state news. If you read the Sacramento Bee, because the government's up there, you get a bit more. But if you read a lot of local newspapers, there really isn't a lot. There's maybe one or two articles a day. So what I'm trying to do is to also let people know the websites that are out there, the places that they can get information from studies. I mean, there's a study just issued last week that showed that California has the second highest poverty level in the nation, just behind New York and behind Washington, D.C., when you consider the price of housing. And the Public Policy Institute of California issued that report. Most people don't know about it, and these reports kind of gather dust and sit on the shelf. Well, I'm trying to give them new life. Present them to people every day. I have something called the site of the day. Another thing I have is Hiram's Corner for Hiram Johnson, talking about the great progressive ideas back around the turn of the century. And we've dealt with things like gasoline prices, the way that Hiram actually started the Public Utilities Commission. Actually, it was called the Railroad Commission at the time because they were running the state. And he wasn't afraid to regulate. But regulation now has become a bad word in this state. And so we're trying to kind of rekindle. I'm trying to channel Hiram Johnson to get some of this stuff out there.
Frank, how would you distinguish what you're doing from what one can pick up on KPFA or on KQED?
Well, for one thing, it's in print. It's not on the air, and there's only so much you can get in on the air, even talking as fast as I can here this morning. People can look at it as things change throughout the day. I'm constantly adding articles, adding ideas, letting people know what the breaking news is. When the bonds were up before the state Senate a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like they were stalled, and everybody went into caucus, I still don't know what happens when people go into the Assembly and Republican caucuses. I put a picture of a pizza up there.
We used to play blackjack.
Okay. Well, I put a picture of a pizza up there and said that the pizza makers were making a lot of money in town as the staffers were all working hard, and it was about 3 in the morning when they finally passed the bonds. I had a good time. I got a press pass and hung out in the legislature there in the lonely hours and got to see how the sausage was being made.
Kind of scary.
Yep.
Why?
It is.
On the question of accessing your website, does it cost me anything?
Doesn't cost you anything.
How can you do this? All this time you're spending, how can you be compensated for this?
Are you getting ads?
Well, yeah. I sold my law practice, first of all, and so I really wanted to help create a message in the state.
Okay, so who do you owe for having bought your law practice?
Nobody.
But I had to pay people to take mine. That's
right. Frank DiRusso, he is the founder of CaliforniaProgressReport.com, a lawyer turned blogger. And now you are kind of the granddaddy of the bloggers here in terms of what's going on.
I still want to know how he does this.
Yes.
I
do have ads on it, and probably going to write a book and do some other things as well.
Gotcha.
Have you written your book yet, by the way, Willie?
I'm in the process. I have a deadline of August 1st. It's already been bumped to September 1st at the request of the author. And, and I have to give them that money back. I got a healthy advance from Simon & Schuster, and the book is almost ready, Frank, in reality.
How long is it going to be?
Well, not as long as Bill Clinton's. For sure. Bill Clinton was over 900 pages.
Yeah, 978 or something.
Yeah, so you're going to write a second book then?
Well, I'm thinking about it. If this one sells, then I'll write the truth.
Do your own rebuttal.
You know what? Another thing I did on the bonds, I took a look at the voting pattern of some of the Republicans, and there is one Republican, Doug LaMalfa, who's out in the valley. He's a rice farmer. His district is heavily dependent on the levies, and he voted against the levy bond in May. Now, he voted for it in March, and if anything, the May bond was better from a Republican standpoint, and that's because there's a right-wing blogosphere out there that pillories these Republicans. You see them calling people socialists, if you can believe it or not. And the Republican Party in this state has moved so far to the right that it's difficult for them to vote for anything. It was very difficult to get the votes together for this. As you know, a two-thirds vote is just about impossible.
Wait a minute, he's from Bakersfield?
No, he's from Stockton.
Stockton?
Yeah.
That's where Pombo's from, right?
That's Pombo's district.
Yeah, it's Pombo's district.
Hopefully was from.
was from, and that's Machado's district.
Yeah.
There's some good people up there.
Yeah.
Machado could have beaten him, I think. Well, and Machado would have had a free ride as a state senator, most recently reelected. We used to elect Machado, and then next week they try to recall him. He was constantly under the gun. And we elected a guy named Pat Johnston one year.
Right.
And before that, a guy named Funzi actually beat him in the regular vote. And then we went to the hanging Chad count process. And 2 days later, we had the seat. And the only thing he ever got a chance to do, Mr. Fonzie ever got a chance to do, was he got a chance to vote for me for Speaker. He was one of the Republicans that voted for me for
Speaker. How long was he in?
3 days. I let him keep the car.
Well, Pat Johnston actually
for what, a year? No. We let him buy the car.
Pat Johnston's actually teaching at UC Berkeley in the School of Public Policy, and I've seen him and talked to him about writing some stuff. It's very interesting when people get out of the legislature what they can write about and reflect on. I'm sure you'd have a lot of things to say. Love to have you blog on the page. Anytime you have a thought, just put it down and send it over to me.
Well, now, you notice I asked and inquired about the commercial aspect of what you're doing. I have become almost riveted on trying to pay all this money that I owe. Cumulative over the years, I've incurred a serious indebtedness. You know, I could have obviously taken care of those indebtedness, but I'd currently be spending time holding the cell for Scooter.
Right.
But I've done
right.
Yeah. I elected not to hold the cell for Scooter. So consequently, I owe a lot of people, and they're just looking forward to me paying them before I die.
Well, someday I hope to be in a position where I'm so popular I can pay you to blog for me.
Then you're on.
All right.
Call me.
Frank D. Russo is the lawyer-turned-blogger, and his site is California.
I wish you wouldn't say lawyer-turned-blogger. He's always been a blogger. It's just that he's still a lawyer.
Exactly.
Paul. He's still a lawyer.
That's right. You don't
haven't been disbarred yet.
Yeah. No, you don't lose that. The only way you get disbarred is you become a judge.
A former lawyer?
Yeah.
No, there's no.
No. You have to resign your law. You have to turn in your law license if you become a judge.
Okay.
Oh,
Frank
really?
D. Russo,
yeah.
Blogger and future judge, has been our guest. And
how's he going to become a judge? I'm not going to be able to pay.
Hey, I'm having much more fun than being a judge right now.
Thank you.
I'm just having fun with it. And CaliforniaProgressReport.com is the site. Daily briefing for politics, policy, and progressive action here in the state of California. And
we have
thank
to
you
discuss
for coming
that.
By.
We have to discuss that exam, though. That exam.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We got it on the air. We got to do that. We got to get somebody to call in and let us know what the true facts are. Let's see if we can call the lawyer. His name is Chris. What's his last
Just
name?
Just had an article
Let's
on him this
on
morning. Very inspirational guy.
819, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrups all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Here at 960, the Quake, Progressive Talk Radio from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. And it's right now 8:23 with Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells. Now, one of our emailed listeners here has written, Phil said, Willie Brown said today he would bring in his cell phone bill to talk about it. Did you bring your cell phone?
Oh, you know me. I forgot it completely.
Yeah, $100 a month, what his point is, it's more because they make up these other fees and charge you. The names may suggest they are government-imposed obligations to collect fees from users, but by calling them like 911 fee, 911 fee, rural service fees, etc., it actually, according to the email here, the best argument they can make is, quote, well, the government requires us to put through a 911 call without charging extra, so that is like an additional cost to us, so that is like a tax, so we're going to charge you extra and call it a tax.
He says,
no, I'm not making it up. This was the explanation when he called up the cell phone provider and said, what is this 911 charge that I have here?
I'm sure he's absolutely correct. I got to tell you, though, we only mentioned that casually on Friday for, what, 2.5 minutes?
I know, it's caused a furor.
You have no idea how many people all over have stopped me to say, make sure you go after those cell phone guys. Everybody's got a beef with the cell phone people.
Well, I'll try to bring in my bill tomorrow.
You do what?
I'll bring in my bill tomorrow.
I left it on the counter. I left mine on the counter, but I'll try to bring it. I'll try to remember to bring it.
Try to figure out what's going on there.
Now, the NSA data mining is causing some
CRS
problems,
you know,
for the phone company.
Yeah, it's interesting because they had one poll, the first poll that they had last week, 63% of America thought it was okay. Now, that's when the question was asked, in fighting terrorism, is it okay? And 63% or 61% of America thought that was fine. And then over the weekend, they asked the question, without using national security as part of it.
Yes, and USA Today Gallup poll.
Right, and 51% thought that it was going too far.
All right,
it all depends on how you ask the question.
Let me be the devil's advocate. At all times, the president has said, and so did the NSA people, that their only reasons for collecting this information was for national security purposes, that they wanted to do the data collecting and all of the examination looking for patterns that had something to do with the need for security. So it may be that it's most appropriate to put the question that way, because on the talk shows over the weekend, that's exactly how the administration put it. Whether it was John McCain, who normally would be raising questions about it, whether it was the NSA, former NSA director, Michael Hayden, or whether it was Newt Gingrich, they all had the same theme, and that is, exactly as the polls have said, we were doing this for national security purposes. Telephone companies have responded in the same way, although the telephone companies are now really exposed because there are some lawyers who have filed class action lawsuits on behalf of clients in the class who says their privacy have been invaded. The cartoonists are having a field day on raising questions, but still the public is not as outraged as they need to be because it's always clouded around and over and covered.
911, national security.
National security. Mm-hmm. And you can do anything in the world with national security. I was in a bar the other night, and this woman said, kept saying, no, that's in the interest of national security.
Couldn't go out with him.
Quest is the one of the three phone companies, AT&T and Verizon, said, yeah, okay, here's the records, do what you want with them. But according to Quest, they were deeply troubled by the NSA's assertion that Quest didn't need a court order because they were afraid of this very thing, a lawsuit. But also, the NSA told Quest that other government agencies, including the FBI, CIA, and DEA, also might have access to the database, and as a matter of practice, the NSA regularly shares its information, known as product, in intelligence circles. So once the genie's out of the bottle, this information, if you're, you know, you're out there.
What apparently happened with Quest was some smart lawyer working for Quest simply said to the government, give me your legal authority for it. The government didn't have it.
Then he said, warrant.
Then he said, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to court together based on your justification and seek authorization for me to do this? The government at that stage of the game backed off. They did not want to test whether or not they could get a court order.
In court, right.
Absolutely.
They didn't
want to
go to court. Didn't they also threaten Quest and say that this will affect future contracts with us?
Well, that's what Quest said they said, but the government doesn't admit that. That's in the memory of Mr.
Extortion.
Jackson.
Oh.
Don't you remember? You did a burst of durst about that
extortion.
That kind of an approach.
But the government would never do that.
Well, I don't know. I think you'd have to remind people.
Did you see Mr. Jackson's being investigated?
And he also has apologized. He said he made it up.
Yeah, well, that's not what he said the first time. Now he said he made it up.
Well, but they can't find the guy that he allegedly had that conversation with. And you got to know that if you were that person, you'd come out the woodwork. And you'd tell the world. I mean, you'd be on page 6 of the gossip column in New York. The respectability would come back to that column.
And then you would be found in a Memphis motel having committed suicide. Uh-huh.
Well, that's not a bad place to commit suicide. Didn't they do a movie about some law firm? Yeah, they did a movie about the firm.
The firm, right.
Based in Memphis.
Right. John Grisham novel.
Yeah. Who played the lead in that? One of those?
That was Tom Cruise. Gene Hackman.
Well, remember Gene Hackman was the bad younger.
Oh, much.
Well, yeah, it had to have been. Yeah. Because if you remember, Hackman committed suicide in that movie.
Gene Triplehorn?
Yeah, he committed suicide in that movie, though.
Was it Hackman at the end?
Yeah, he committed suicide. He drowned himself or something like that in his own bathtub.
That was a nice little movie.
Yeah.
Grisham novels always make good movies. Pelican Brief is actually a very good movie.
They make it easy to read, too.
Yeah.
Easy to read. I mean, you know, it's like written for a child.
Although The Broker was not that good. I just bought The Broker.
What are you holding up, Paul?
I just read the book.
A book, because we have an author coming in who you know as the managing editor of Newsweek. John Meacham will be joining us on the phone. And
we push John more books on this show.
I've noticed there's a flurry of books out right now.
What do we think,
American
Oprah?
Gospel is the name of the book. God, the Founding Fathers, and the Making of a Nation. And today as we argue about
this one for Thursday.
Proper place of religion in politics and the rest of American life, we will check in with John Meacham.
And the interest of full disclosure, Meacham hired my daughter.
Oh, really?
To work for Newsweek. She's a graphic artist for Newsweek.
So throw some softballs at
her. She's number two.
The book you were holding up to the camera is David Ciorta, and it's Hostile Takeover.
Right, and we got him on Thursday?
Correct.
Yeah, because it's D.C. Thursday.
You know, I'm getting behind in my reading. You guys produce too much. I'm still on, Freakonomics.
That's
Earth
a good
is
book.
Flat.
That's
right?
Yeah.
We'll be talking to John Meacham.
I read two
in a moment.
Or three at a time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do two or three books
I
at
can't.
A time.
I can't.
Why?
I
gotta
go
keeping
straight
it real
through.
Here at the Hotel Vitale. Right now,
bored.
John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. 8:31. This report brought to us by the Hyundai Challenge. 960 The Quake. Traffic and we've got a real bad one on San Bruno. 380 coming up to the El Camino off-ramp. That's eastbound. Looks like a motorcycle, another car. Some good Samaritans have pulled over to assist. Emergency crews just showed up. And the two left lanes are blocked. And, of course, very slow from 280 headed over to 101, if that's your direction. Car stalled now in the left lane, Concord, 680 northbound before 242. North Bay problem on Highway 12 eastbound at Dutton. Semi lost its trailer. The trailer went sliding down the road. That's not good times. No one hurt, but it's sitting there. Two-car crash in Oakland blocking the left lane. 580 westbound before High Street. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and the backup from the 880 overcross. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting folks to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. 832, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. An audit of San Francisco's Office of Emergency Services will be released to the public today. The audit is highly critical of the agency's ability to respond to a major earthquake or terrorist event, and the criticism is pointed directly at OES Director Amory Conroy, who is charged with focusing more on increasing her staff than actually preparing the city and its services for an emergency. Conroy denies the charges. For over 20 years, May 15th has been celebrated as International Conscientious Objectors Day. Each year, activities are focused around the country, and activities planned today in New York, Washington, D.C., and the Bay Area. A rally will be held at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Oakland Civic Center, 12th and Broadway at 5 o'clock. A march to the military recruiting station to Broadway and 21st at about 5:30. What they call a nonviolent protest will start. President Bush speaks to the nation on the topic of immigration at 5 o'clock this afternoon. 960 The Quake is going to carry that live in its entirety, and then Quake senior anchor Andy Jordan will have Matt Gonzalez and other guests on, sort of a round robin to break down the speech and do some analysis. That starts at 5 today. We'll pick up the Randy Rhoads Show after that on 960 The Quake. Tonight is the deadline for seniors to sign up for the government's prescription drug plan. But today's there's a demonstration in Congress in San Francisco to demand that Congress reconsider that deadline. Opponents of Medicare Part D are rallying at noon at the Federal Building on Golden Gate Avenue. Could be a beach day today. 70s in places like Pacifica and Half Moon Bay, and very summery inland. Concord, Walnut Creek, Antioch, all mid-90s this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. 960 The Quake.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
The agenda for the people of the Bay Area. The humiliation of the Bush regime at the ballot box in November. The overthrow of Republicans in the Senate and the House. An immediate vote to cut off funding for the war machine. Censure of the president for lying to the country about the war. Step 1. The truth. 24/7 from 960. The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
.8:38, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells with Will Durst and Willie Brown here at the Hotel Vitale. And joining us right now, he is the best-selling author of Franklin and Winston and managing editor of Newsweek magazine, and his new book about God, the Founding Fathers, and the making of the nation is called American Gospel. John Meacham, welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning.
Hello, John.
Thank you all for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. What is this new book that you have, American Gospel?
Well, I'm trying to get this phrase out there, that the American Gospel, it means that the good news about the country is that we have always been able to let religion shape the country without strangling it, without controlling us. And that this was a dilemma, a struggle, that the founding generation had to deal with in the same way we have to deal with it, and they successfully came up with a solution, which was a delicate balancing act, one that requires constant vigilance and constant care, but that recognized that religion was a force that could not be legislated out of human affairs, but had to be managed and marshaled in a way that didn't allow it to come to control us, and create really the idea that religion is a thread in the tapestry, not the whole tapestry, which was a fairly new idea in human politics back then.
John, Willie Brown here. Nice to hear your voice.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you? How's my daughter?
She's great.
Good, good, good. I told them that when they said that they were having you on, I told them in the interest of full disclosure, I'd better let them know that there is a previous friendship and an employment opportunity that my daughter availed herself of with you. So those who hear me talking about this book should not think that the motivation for that is other than the quality of the work. That's all I wanted to say. I saw you yesterday on Meet
the Press. For a politician.
I saw you yesterday on Meet the Press.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with Tim Ressler. I thought he was gentle with Newt Gingrich.
You know, I did too. That's interesting. Gingrich, I couldn't quite tell what Gingrich was trying to get out there. I think he is trying to make up his own mind about whether to run or not, and it's such a dismal moment for Republicans right now that nobody can really tell which way it's going to be moving in 18 months or so.
He seemed to acknowledge the same thing, though. Gingrich did.
I think so. One of the interesting things to me about Gingrich is, as you know, he's such a fluid talker, and he has neither one of them would like this probably, but a certain Clintonian ability to...
That's exactly what he has.
A bunch of different ideas in a way that you're sitting there and you nod and you feel, oh, this is so brilliant. And then you sort of get 10 feet away and you go, now wait a minute, let's what exactly just happened? But we have a Newsweek poll this week that's very grim for the president and I think for the country. I don't think it's a good thing when two-thirds of the country doesn't think the president's doing a good job and 70% think we're on the wrong track.
Well, you know, John, your book, in fact, addresses a part of that, I would suspect, because the president has literally relied upon, as he said, the Lord or God to give him directions and then to inspire him. And the Christian right has become a component of the Republican Party that seems to be the controlling component of the Republican Party, just the opposite of what our founding fathers would have talked about. How does your book address that?
Well, it points out the inherent dangers of allowing organized religion to become such an important part of any political coalition, any electoral coalition. And let me take a second on that, because it's both bad for politics, because it introduces folks who, unless they are of a religious mindset that truly takes, for instance, the message of the gospel quite seriously, which is the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And as St. Paul said, for now we only see through a glass darkly, but one day face to face. If people are of a humble religious sensibility, as Dr. King was, as John Lewis is, as people who have been motivated by religious concerns in our public life before, then that's one thing. If people come into the arena, however, believing that their way is the only way, and it is a comprehensive vision, then it's very hard to negotiate with people who believe they have a monopoly on truth. It's also bad, I think, for the church, for the faith itself. Roger Williams, the founder of Rhode Island, was very interesting on this. He used to talk about how the garden of the church should avoid the wilderness of the world. That is, that the church would be corrupted by contact with the state. And as I'm an Episcopalian, and we're sometimes considered Christians. It's getting touchier all the time with that. But so I'm open about that. I speak from somewhat as a believer. I think that there's no such thing theologically as a Christian nation, and a lot of people on the right. There's a story in the New York Times this morning about how the religious component within the Republican Party doesn't think Bush is being religious enough, and they're threatening to sit out the midterms. But the idea that we're a Christian nation and we're founded by evangelical Christians and have fallen from those pure origins, and if only we could elect this president, elect that congressman, pass this referendum, nominate this Supreme Court justice, we would get back to that, has been an important part of the political drama of the right since Roe versus Wade.
John Meacham is our guest here. John Meacham is the managing editor of Newsweek magazine and has written a few great books, and this one is called American Gospel. It's just been released by Random House, God, the Founding Fathers, and the Making of the Nation. John, I'm Paul Wells. I sit here with Will and Willie every day, and I got assigned on this one to read the book, and I'm fascinated by the fact that I did not know that this kind of atmosphere that we're experiencing now in America came up in the 1870s, and in your appendix in the book, there's letters, and one in particular written by a Rabbi Max Lilienthal on God, religion, and our American Constitution in December of 1870, that there was a similar movement then.
There was a movement to pass a Christian amendment to the Constitution. In 1864, Lincoln was sitting in the White House with a hell of a lot on his plate in 1864, and a delegation of ministers came to him and said, Mr. President, we think we should passed this amendment to declare the nation's dependence on Jesus. And Lincoln, that brilliant politician that he was, thanked them and immediately referred it to a committee. It's something that Willie Brown might have done. He got stuck in committee, and the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee came out later and said, this is unnecessary and injudicious at this time. It popped up a couple of times in the 20th century as well, usually in moments of stress, like lots of populist movements. You know, there'll be a moment of chaos, and so people will be seeking some certitude. But what's very important to remember is that in the very beginning, Jefferson, Washington, Franklin, Adams, John Jay, James Madison, they all had every opportunity to use Christian imagery and sectarian language in the founding documents, and they didn't. They used very neutral language. It's religious language, but it's neutral. Declaration of Independence says that our rights are the gift of the Creator and of the laws of nature and of nature's God. Well, nature's God was a deistic concept in the Enlightenment era. The idea was, as Benjamin Franklin defined that God, was that he was a creator, he walked in the world through providence, he heard prayers, he was attentive to history, and he would reward or punish us someday in another life for our conduct in this. So that gave us a kind of moral sanction and inspiration to do right. That's the God, I think, that most Americans down the generations have thought of or been able to agree on when we put In God We Trust on our money, which was a Civil War innovation, when we put Under God in the Pledge, which was a Cold War innovation, when we sing God Bless America, which Irving Berlin wrote in the middle of the 20th century. So, to me, our common religious heritage, if you will, is one that is more unifying than divisive. And what's tragic in many, many ways is those on either the far right or the far left who attempt to use that
as a division.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us, John Meacham. I think that Lincoln put it best when someone raised a toast and said, may God be on our side, and Lincoln said, may we be on God's side.
No one ever put it better. Exactly right.
Thank you so much for joining us. Great good luck with the book, and great good luck with the offspring of Willie Brown there.
Good luck to you all. Keep controlling him.
I don't think they make leashes that long enough.
I'm going to be in New York soon, John, and I'll stop in.
Please do. I should reveal to you all very quickly that I think I'm the only man in America, except for Willie, who has a bust of Willie that I asked for when he left the mayor's office. So he's sitting next to Benjamin Franklin on my desk.
All right.
As well he should be.
John Meacham from Newsweek magazine. He's the managing editor, and his new book is American Gospel, and we appreciate his joining us. And speaking of busts of Willie, yes, it is an icon of our show. What would Willie do? WWWD in the next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
WWWD, what would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my soul.
On 960 The Quake, we ask a question of the mayor. And it comes right out of the news. Today at 5 o'clock, President Bush will address the nation on immigration. One of the things that's already been leaked by the White House over the weekend is they're going to put 10,000 National Guardsmen on the border. What would Willie do?
Well, I have a different view about the border to begin with. I think we ought to be about making sure that people who are in one manner or another hostile to this nation, i.e. the terrorist types, who would do damage to this nation, ought to be the ones we should keep out. Our policies should be designed to encourage people to come to this country. We should want people who are trained, people who are interested in being trained, people who want to make a contribution artistically and otherwise in this country. We should also want people who are looking for an opportunity. That's what this country is supposed to be about, and it should have been about at all times. I think Mr. Bush is seriously thinking in terms of armed guards, so to speak, simply blocking people without any training for assessment of appropriateness purposes, simply patrolling the border, enforcing current day rules and regulations. And that has proven to be non-productive for this nation and non-productive for the potential applicants. It is also proven to be not effective because those who want to come in seem to be able to come in no matter what kind of border or barrier you erect. If you can get goods and services to flow so smoothly, as is the case with goods and services coming into this country, we ought to attempt to apply the same rules for the admission of people. And if we did that, we would not need the National Guard, the Border Service, properly financed, as I think the congressman from Texas will so opine, would be able to do the job. They would be trained to do the job. They would be the screeners. They would be the evaluators. They would be like the customs agents are for product. Whenever I leave this country and come back in and I fill out the form, sometimes some of the stuff I'm bringing in gets confiscated. Well, I got to tell you, it seems to me if we can establish proper procedures by which products get appropriately screened for admission without limitations, we ought to be able to do the same for the people. And believe me, this country would be stronger if we had a policy by which people are encouraged to immigrate to this country and to become a part of this nation while at the same time making sure that undesirables don't. That's what Willie would do.
Which would be a different policy than totally the one that's going to be announced tonight.
He's simply talking about substituting the Minutemen with National Guards people. I think that's probably the best and the most apt way to describe his policy and his program, and permit only those who would be guest workers at his farm or in his factory to be admitted to this country.
And INS rules and regulations have penalties for employers who employ people illegally, but those
supposedly
don't get enforced.
No, they've never been enforced. Wasn't there an amnesty about 10 years ago?
There has been an amnesty. I don't recall which year, but it may have been longer than 10 years ago, because 10 years ago would have been 1995-96. I suspect that it was probably a little bit before that.
But if we do another amnesty, people will realize all you're going to do is wait around.
Well, there are 30, probably 20
million
people here.
Illegally.
Yeah. Everybody is saying 10 or 11. Nah. It was 10 or 11 the last time we seriously looked at the immigration issue. There are at least double that number. And they're growing every day, and we ought
to
be about.
That's a nation.
Well,
that's no question.
There's only 25 million in Iraq.
That's the strength of our nation. Believe me, the strength of our nation is the admission of new people.
This is on the mind of Big Ed Schultz, who will be joining us in the next segment, and we'll also talk about the NSA. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR.